slap. Dude,
could you imagine getting a DUI mid-flight? Just a fucking fighter jet pulls up next to you.
Oh my, the fighter jet. They just have lights that are going off.
Woo, like, woo, air cop here, pull over.
Air cop.
I'm title. Already pulled over. Where do I pull over to?
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined, as always, by my lovely two co-hosts, Allie and Larry. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
When the air horns blast, that means...
No, no. Okay. Immediately no.
It means the pants.
It's terrible.
Party. The pants party has started. Party.
Oh, God.
A party in
so,
my,
now,
a party in pants.
When the air horns blare, it makes you just don't care. It means you just don't care.
No.
Holy shit, check out my hair.
Nope.
Okay, MGK, calm the fuck down.
Watch me take off my pants so my ass I can bear.
See, this is what we got canceled. Can we just name this episode canceled? Can we just choose a show title immediately?
Yeah, we've really made it now.
We've made it.
We matter. 5 years later. Was it 5 years? I think it's right.
Five years later.
Shit.
We've officially had our first episode removed from YouTube.
Yeah.
Redacted.
Matt is saying clickbait, and it is kind of clickbait, yes.
Oh, it's kind of clickbaity.
It's kind of clickbaity.
But dude, I'll tell you one thing. Holy shit. Like, I thought that was the funniest fucking email to wake up to
That's
today.
That's so funny.
It's like, I love it.
Conspiracy, Tether Radio Conspiracy Theories episode 001 or something like
was
that.
Was it an untethered? Because
no,
I
wasn't. Dude.
I wasn't in it. Well,
honestly, I didn't go back and listen to it. But the funny thing was, you remember E.T. Mm-hmm. McCreary? Mm-hmm. He guested on it, and he covered the QAnon shit.
Mm. Was it before me?
It might have been like
in
the interim.
Because I don't remember E.T. doing one.
I'm telling you, it might have been the interim between Joseph and you.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So. But I got a lovely email, of which actually, you know what? I will
out of all the fucking episodes that have been uploaded to the channel, I say like all like we have Joe Rogan numbers, right?
I mean,
we're getting a couple.
Out of all the episodes, you pick that one. Like, we just had one called fucking what was it? Porn what?
Porn ship.
Oh shit, they gave a timestamp. I didn't even read that
part.
Yeah,
I saw that part. I was like, they watched it.
So it says, "Hi, Tether Radio. We wanted to let you know our team reviewed your content and we think it violates our policy on harmful conspiracy theories." We know you may not have realized this was a violation of our policies. We don't care. So we're not applying a strike to your channel. However, we have removed the following content from your YouTube. Tether Radio Podcast Special Edition, Conspiracy Theories 001. Time it occurred. You can see an example at 1 hour, 4 minutes, 49 seconds in your video. While this is one example, there may be other instances.
Wait.
We realize this may be disappointing news. Hang on. Last thing. But it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all. If you think we've made a mistake, you can appeal this decision. Send it to OU812. Go fuck yourself.
Hold on. I have two things. I have two things about that. One.
Yeah.
Does that count? Does that watch time count towards our analytics? Because they went 1 hour.
Yeah, right. They went an hour, dude.
Did somebody watch it? Right.
Some poor sucker had to listen to 1 hour and 4 minutes of us that chose not to, you know? And they're like, I don't know. Like, honestly, I'm just bored at this
they're
point.
Like, what are these idiots talking about?
Oh, now I got to go back and, like, listen to it.
And
holy
number
hell.
Two, is
Andrew said, I only listen to podcasts that have strikes.
You at emo night.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Hell yeah.
So number two is, wasn't there just a dude like live streaming a severed head not too long ago?
Well, that got taken down.
Yeah, but I think ours got taken down before that.
Ours took 5 years.
His was up for a few hours. Ours was up for a minute.
No, but my question is, it's like, what the fuck does YouTube think?
That's a very thin line. Dear user, I wonder if you got an email like that. Like, dear user, you might have noticed that we've taken some of your content down as you violated our severed limbs policy.
Oh my God. I just love that shit, man. That is so funny.
What was really funny is everybody reporting on that still had to say allegedly. And it's like, he may have just found this head already. The head just did that, like JFK.
It's a normal fucking Tuesday, right?
I hate when a head just pops off. It's like a Rock'em Sock'em robot, man. Like, I just hate when that shit happens.
Lego world. You know? See, this is the exact reason why I label all of the videos to just like the strictest.
Kid friendly?
No,
yeah. Oh, no?
I'm gonna start putting them on the kids' channel. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we don't get any ads. You can watch all of our episodes with zero ads because...
Zero ads. We'll never have ads.
They're inappropriate.
They're inappropriate for anyone.
So many levels, dude. That's great. I love it.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was like, whatever, perusing. I'm probably taking a dump and like perusing IG. Yeah. And... there's this like super nerdy dude that's like, he's like, I'm a Roblox streamer. And
oh yeah, I've seen that guy. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
He was picking out a fucking vehicle. Mm-hmm. And he like picks out like this like fucking, he's like looking at Lamborghinis and shit. And he's like, and I'm a Roblox streamer. And he's got like rubber vans
he's
and like
big on TikTok.
Braces and shit.
He's pretty big on TikTok.
Oh no, I'm sure he is.
And he just had like some kind of scandal with some collaborators because it was a super sketchy experience for her. I don't know enough about it to like really lay it out, but yeah, that's his catch. Is like, I'm a Roblox streamer. Here's some cringe shit.
Yeah, well, it was just, it was weird, but I immediately texted Megan and I was like, maybe I should start streaming.
I'm telling you, dude, let's spin up a fucking Minecraft server and just, let's go back to Xbox Live circa 2006 without the N-word, you know?
And don't you threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking just go back to, you know, Halo days. Let's have a LAN party.
God.
Now, see, this is starting to sound like an actual thing to do rather than just committing to a bit. So...
Yeah. Honestly, we're just starting to sound sad at this point, Larry. Oh, holy shit. All right. Well, how were you guys' weeks?
Good.
Who wants to start?
So, I think like the peak of mine was emo night. Fucking great time. I love going to emo night.
It's so fun.
Dude, okay. So, like Ali said before we started recording, was there was a pit. For some fucking reason.
Yeah, I was involved. Does that not stand for emotional?
Well, but it's like a whole bunch of different. It's like pop punk and like a little bit of metalcore and stuff, but it's just
you think
like.
Pop punk falls under emo, really? Does it? I don't know.
Yeah.
When you say emo,
I feel like
emo
feel
is
like
nebulous.
Emo is more sad.
Emo has an umbrella. No, and it's just
I don't know. I'm just saying what
well,
it means.
Well, there's a ton of pop punk and emo that sounds upbeat and fun, and then you listen to lyrics and you're like, Jesus Christ. Like,
oof. Okay.
Nathan Owen said emo is emo. Exactly. Yeah.
There's okay.
I mean, obviously I'm not gonna try to tell you guys what emo is. I'm saying what emo meant to me, so
There's a song that's like super like poppy and catchy. And then I realize that I'm singing along to it. And it's like, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. I have a 9 on my bedside. And I'm like, fuck. Jeez. But it's so, it's like, kill you in your sleep. Like, it's like, it's so.
It's like fucking Teletubbies. It's a bop, dude. Hey, have you, guess what? You're gonna fall asleep.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm gonna slit your throat. Guess what?
Oh. But guess it's what? Really, the government's lying to you. Like, just, anyway. No, dude.
Have you heard of J. Edgar Hoover? No, I'm just kidding.
Go on, featuring punk. Larry. Fucking featuring Larry, dude. No, there was a mosh pit, and I took the opportunity, because I haven't moshed in a minute. I'm talking like Warped Tour days.
Right.
My fat ass got in there, and I was loving it every second of it. After that, like a real, like, you know, mid-30s person, I had to recover for about 7 days.
You're literally sore in places that you didn't realize you had, kind of thing.
Yeah, you know.
I've been there.
But it was worth it.
I played so much shuffleboard on a fucking cruise that my ass was sore.
This guy. Shuffleboard.
Like, what does that even fucking mean? Like, like, literally, did I ever, if you would have told me 5 years ago that I was going to make a comment about playing too much shuffleboard, that I was going to be sore the next day, I'd be like, get fucked, man. What? Get out of here. What? Yeah. No, it happened.
Yeah,
I'm not,
dude,
proud, but it fucking happened.
I love it.
It's great. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I think, yeah, that was a pretty good, my week so far is going okay. Nothing to complain about. I'm trying to think more positive, like you told me to do. Taking the doctor's orders.
There you go.
Did he tell you to think more positive?
He tells me every fucking week when I complain about everything. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
Well.
Honestly. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
It kind of does, to be honest with you. It does.
If all you do is talk about how shit everything is, guess what?
Yeah, you ain't going to feel
great. It's either you or, like, you're making it happen. Well, it's you.
Yeah.
It's either you or you're making it happen. Oh, wait a second. That's still you.
Let's just cut to the chase. It's you.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Allie, what's up?
I told you this before we recorded, but I have this real, I hate the term bucket list, but I have a very short list of bands that I really want to see. And I marked a lot of them off last year, and two of them just announced that they're touring together. And I'm like, get so absolutely wrecked.
Yes,
like,
dude.
Who is
it? A Day to Remember in Story so far. And I'm like,
no!
Say less. Where? Everywhere.
Are they going to Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I gotta go. When is it?
Fuck Nashville. I don't know. I'm going to South Carolina for it. Fuck Nashville.
Oh.
I mean, there's, like, the tour dates are online.
I figured you'd go to Cincy before North Carolina.
It's not coming to Cincy.
Damn.
It's not coming to Atlanta.
What?
It's, like, weird. It's weird cities, dude. I don't know.
Is Athens still, like, a pretty big spot? No,
since it failed.
Because I saw... Nice.
Stop.
No, like, I feel like I went to go see a boatload of shows in Athens back when I was, like, doing that shit, which was fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Athens, Tennessee.
No. There's nothing in Athens, Tennessee.
No, there's absolutely nothing.
Like, Athens, Georgia.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Okay.
I went to go see something at, like, some playhouse or some show.
The first time I saw Manchester Orchestra was in Athens. That was, like, while they were ramping up. It was some
Manchester Orchestra.
I always get them mixed up with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it cracks me up.
Yeah, that is funny.
Because I'm like, why the fuck would you go see them?
Dude, I've never understood the Trans-Siberian Orchestra crowd.
Group. Why are you? No.
Right.
Oh, I was listening to a podcast that apparently one of the hosts, they're like, because obviously the entertainment, whatever group, is like very small.
Yeah.
You know, or once you start meeting people. And like, they were talking about how, like, the girl on the podcast was dating this dude that tried out for the Blue Man Group and got it and performed, like, a couple times, and then they were like, nah, you're not really, like, Blue Man Group material.
Sorry, man, you're not blue enough.
Yeah, but it was like, They said something that I'm going to divulge that made me. I was on a bike ride when I was fucking listening to this.
Secrets from the Blue Man Group or the podcast?
Say what?
Never mind. Sorry.
No, no, it was, they were talking, he was talking about the Blue Man Group, like, and he was like saying like a secret. You know how the marshmallow thing that he's like, they throw it and he's like shoving marshmallows in his mouth or something. One of the Blue Men, dude. And he was
I don't know anything about the Blue Man Group.
I just remember having seen it a little bit. I've never seen the Blue Man Group, nor will I ever pay to go see them. But they said that they're not marshmallows. They're small packets of cream cheese.
Absolutely. Ooh,
that's worse.
And they were like, no, what but the issue is he can keep shoving it in his cheeks.
Was he a chipmunk?
And it's not. And that's the fucking like gag, I guess. But I was just like, oh my God, like packets of cream cheese that you're throwing at me that I'm having to shove in my mouth. That sounds like fucking my personal hell.
I was going
to
say that I better be getting OnlyFans money for that shit. Yeah. Like I'm not.
Or like.
That's some kink is what that is.
Well, or like every like 10 packets, toss me a bagel, bro.
Toss me a bagel. How about you, man? How's your week?
Man, it's good. Like it's coming off spring break, you know. Mm-hmm.
Back to it.
Yeah, just getting back to it. All is good, though. I mean, shit, man. The weather's changing. I believe spring is here. We're just getting those little, like, I mean, it was 28 degrees. Not this morning, but yesterday at the bus stop. It was 28 degrees.
It was still 28. So. Like, I went to Chattanooga yesterday. It was still 28 by the time I got to Chattanooga. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is up? Like, yeah. No.
I'm definitely, at this point, I'm just like, look, if we're gonna do it, fucking do it. Yeah. Just tear the Band-Aid off. Let's fucking do spring.
No, dude, we live in the South. There's no such thing as tearing the fucking Band-Aid off, dude. It's like, you get a taste for a second, and then take it away, and then you get the extreme.
Yeah.
There's no easing into it.
It's like you have 40 to 45 degree temperature swings over the course of the day.
Yeah.
No. And then it's just like, what the fuck, man?
Should I wear a sweater or not? I'm not going to fucking do this I'll sweat my ass off all day. I don't care.
Well, and it's like even people that are like, oh, well, fucking layer. You can't layer enough. It's like, it's like, dude, either I'm going to have to bring a suitcase or a fucking
bag.
A bag to work to take all the clothes that I wore in the morning home with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to leave in fucking Bermuda shorts and a fucking tank top. Like, but I wore a damn like eight layers and a flipping woolly sweater, you know, this morning. So like. What the hell? Anyway.
Some personal news.
Yeah.
You know how I like to log stupid shit, like, for no reason?
Absolutely.
So, I almost wrecked the other day because I was laughing so hard at myself because I was like, I'm going to start logging every time I see a groundhog.
Okay.
I was like, make a groundhog log. Hog log! And then I'm, like, driving off the road laughing at hog log.
Hog log!
So, anyway, it's going pretty good. Saw one on the 8th, saw one on the 14th, saw one on the 17th, and saw two yesterday on the 19th.
They're the same dudes? So, or, like, wait, are you geotagging these guys, or what?
I'm going to make a map, too. I'm going to make a map of known hog locations.
Known hogs. Known hogs.
Dude, I'm just going to say, you better be careful, man.
I know. I said, you know, if my dating life goes differently, I could make a second different sort of hog log, but right now, this is the only what I need.
Just keep the name, dude. Keep the name.
Coin it right now, like, so no one can take it.
That's fucking awesome.
Hog log.
But no, that's, like, honestly, it's actually been a really solid week. Finn's done really well coming off of like a break kind of thing. So like no complaints here. So, man. So, I guess it's about that time. Larry, should we find out who the asshole is?
Who is the asshole?
Insert jingle here. Editor, can you, throw in a jingle right here? All right. Perfect.
I'm just going to
Rally Mal, can you,
oh my God.
Okay, this week's is pretty. I it's I wouldn't say boring, but it's not controversial, right? Am I the asshole for using TSA pre-check while my girlfriend went through the regular line?
So I feel like that's just a unanimous no.
I'm doing it, and I'm laughing at you the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm getting done. I'm sitting and waiting on my phone and scrolling Reddit and laughing at your ass still waiting in the regular line.
Do you have pre-check?
No.
Do you know how much pre-check is?
It's like $50 a year, isn't it?
It's, dude, $75 for 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh. I was like, why am I not doing this? Even
I
if I do it.
Fly even enough. If you fly once a year, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you...
I always think it's like $80 a year, and I'm like, I can't justify that.
I thought it was $100 a year, yeah. And I was like, fuck that. I definitely don't fly enough to justify that. So, but anyway, sorry.
But yeah, but I'm like, if you know, sometimes you get like pre-selected for it, like they just put you in it.
Oh, really?
You never had that?
Hmm. What? I don't fly that much, to be honest.
These are just white people's struggles. What are you talking about?
They're like, oh, Larry, you just won the full cavity search.
Yeah,
get in that
exactly.
Line.
See, that's what I get from TSA. I don't know what you're over there getting.
But like sometimes you just get like luck of the draw. They'll give it to you. Uh-huh. And like I'll be flying with other people. I'll be like, ha-ha! Never. They're laughing with me because it is funny that I got to go to the short line.
Wait, yeah, isn't dude. That a breach in, like, I don't know, national security to just, like, lotterize pre-check? I mean...
If you think that the TSA is performing any service for the United States of America, you need your head examined.
Also, what do you think you have to do to get
all
TSA
they're doing
pre-check?
Is harassing, like,
just
law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, so why do you think lotterizing it is any less secure than letting people pay the fee?
I don't know, man. I just picked the topic and ran with
you,
it.
What do you have to do?
I don't think you have to do anything, really.
I bet it's like,
is lotterizing a word?
I don't know.
You got me
it
all fucked up. I don't think it is, Larry.
It doesn't sound like it.
I don't no, mean, you know, it's not. It's not.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. So,
oh my god! All right, man. Let's talk about the okay, asshole. Yeah.
I figured that this would like get into a little bit more into a relationship type conversation rather yeah. than what actually happened, right? So, I 31 male.
You know we're fucking wild cards.
Not come us. On, man.
I 31 male and my girlfriend 28 female recently went on a vacation to Paris from New York City. Before the trip, I mentioned to her that I would pay for the entire trip if she applied for global entry, which includes TSA pre-check. I thought this would be a great way for us to both avoid a long line at TSA. I even started the application for her, and all she had to do was finish it. However, she didn't complete the application, and I ended up paying for the whole trip anyway because Well, he says I was planning to do it regardless. It's a good, it's a nice gesture. Okay, I see.
See, she knew better.
Yeah, she didn't have to do it. She called your fucking bluff from the get-go.
Yep.
Okay, birds aren't real. Okay, great. Sorry, I have the chat pulled up on me. I just wanted to give her an incentive to apply for a global entry. What are you, a mole? Why are you pushing this on her? Are you a salesperson? Do you have a promo code for global entry? When the day of travel arrived, I went through the TSA pre-check line, and she had to go through the regular line for the beginning part of our trip. She was mad at me for this. Am I the asshole for using TSA pre-check while my girlfriend went through the regular line, even though I had offered her an incentive to apply for global entry?
Wait a second. Is he talking about the same global entry that she's talking about? Anyway, man, I'm telling you, no, not the answer. Yeah.
Well,
in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. If he's got TSA pre-check, she doesn't, then.
And like. She could get it. There's no reason for her not to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And she knew that he had it.
Yeah.
So, like, plenty of, like, opportunity to get that bad boy. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. He explains as to why he feels like he's the asshole. I feel like he's being manipulated to feel like he's the asshole. I may be reading too much into it. I definitely am. But one of the first comments says, not the asshole, global entry and TSA pre-check are programs you have to actually work towards. OP gave girlfriend a heads up, attempted initiative to apply, started the process for her, and she put it off her loss in the long run.
Okay. I mean, sorry, not oh, sorry.
Oh, you have to do an interview? Hold on, what?
Just for global pre-check, not for, oh, not okay. for, global or for global entry, I mean.
Okay. I
was about what to What the say fuck that? Is global entry?
I guess you can
I think
just...
it's like I think it's like TSA pre-check, but for international flights, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. All right. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like... I don't want to waste a lot of time on this one, to be honest.
Yeah.
This isn't too salacious.
No,
so.
No, not very.
Not because Larry didn't do a good job picking one. Sometimes,
well, that's one reason.
Well, but sometimes am I the assholes or like...
Sometimes it's kind of dry.
It's pretty dry asshole.
No.
Dude, one of the tags on these people, speaking about people that are on Reddit too much, one of the tags on these people is certified proctologist. He's earned that badge. They have it. And...
So is that a TSA agent?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Kidding. Let's go.
All right. So, what we're saying? Not the asshole.
No.
Not the What's asshole. The absolutely, absolutely not.
Not the asshole. Okay.
100%.
Cool. Well, let's talk about this asshole. And this was crazy because I found this on Reddit, and obviously. Take anything you read on social media with a grain of salt, but like at the same time, it kind of makes you wonder sometimes that like some of the comments that are made on these articles. But
oh yeah,
the article was a Delta captain was given 10 months in prison after showing quote reckless disregard end quote for safety by turning up intoxicated for a transatlantic flight.
God,
there was a dude. There was a person on Reddit that basically had said, hey, I'm actually friends with a bunch of like pilots that do just like short stint flights kind mm-hmm. of thing that, and they were like, it's really like unnerving to know how many times that they've either shown up after like a hard fucking night kind of thing, or shown up probably still intoxicated on something, because they were like specifically mentioning drugs and alcohol kind of thing. And they were like, since there is a pilot shortage currently, they basically either get a slap on the wrist and they get sent home, or like it's like found out after they've already flown and they're like still just given like a
slap. Yeah, dude, could you imagine getting a DUI mid-flight? Just a fucking fighter jet pulls up next to you.
Oh my, the fighter jet. they just have lights that are going off.
And it's woo, air cop here, pull over.
Air cop.
I'm title. Already pulled over. Where do I pull over to?
I need you to turn your hazard lights on, sir.
Yeah.
Oh my. Find a safe place to pull over that's well lit, okay?
Jeez,
oh, I'm
dude.
Lit. I'm lit. And,
yeah. Lit, I know, bro. Woo! Anyway, so a Delta Airlines pilot was sentenced to 10 months in prison Tuesday after a report... Excuse me. Reporting for duty while drunk, Scottish prosecutors announced. Oh my God, I would have loved to hear that announcement. Anyway... Lawrence Russell, who is American, was due in June to fly a Boeing 767 from Edinburgh, Scotland, to New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. But after his carry-on was rejected by an X-ray machine, airport security officers found two bottles of Jägermeister Delta captain's luggage. Seriously? Yeah, that's going to be especially the most fragrant. It's like, dude, you smell like a bag of fucking shitty-ass licorice. Like, what the fuck, man?
Ugh.
Like, it would have been...
One of them was half empty.
I think, the only way it could have gotten worse is if it was, like, 99 bananas or Everclear. You know?
You know they don't make Everclear anymore?
What?
Oh, no.
Like, no, they quit making it years ago, and I just found out, like, a year ago.
I mean, what? The last time I bought it was probably, like, 2008 right? or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, no, $10 Everclear. To get fucked up, like,
for like, yeah, for, like, a month.
Like, well, sensibly, yes, like, conservatively.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I am completely wrong.
Oh, they're still making it?
Yep.
Well, I figured it was, I don't know.
I don't think it's a, well.
Did they like lower the alcohol content or something?
No, it's still 190 proof.
All right, Larry, I'll see you at the liquor store. No,
you can still prime your fucking carbureted engine with it.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking they stopped making it?
Were you thinking of Four Locos?
No.
Okay.
No, well, and they still make that shit. It's just the low test, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I remember I funneled one of the high test ones. Woo!
I've never in my life drank Four Locos.
I immediately burped and then like vomited, like vomited like a third of it back up. So
Everclear it was a proud moment. It's banned in 17 states.
Tennessee is not one
nope,
of them.
No, of course not.
No,
not
dude. Us. That's because we got that White Lightning that's like fucking, hell, it's even higher than, well, that, you get the right shit.
Even moonshine is illegal, right? But not like real moonshine is illegal.
Yes, absolutely. But it's just because it's not taxed.
Yeah, it's illegal because of the sales of it, not because of the alcohol content.
Yeah.
But I don't not because think it's made out of some guy's radiator, but it's because the government doesn't get a cut out of it.
But do you have to have a license to distill?
I think you would at least have to have a license to sell it.
Well, okay, but if you're just making it for your own consumption,
I don't think so.
No, I, for some reason I thought that liquor, like I understand the brewing stuff. Like obviously you can do home brews and shit, but like. For some reason, I thought that the liquor aspect was, like, different.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Anywho, this dude wasn't doing any of what we're talking about. Russell was arrested after failing a breathalyzer test. He then gave a blood sample, which showed his alcohol level was more than double the limit for pilots. Let me read that the fuck again. He then gave a blood sample, which showed his alcohol level was more than double the limit for
What's
pilots.
The limit for piloting? Zero, what it should be?
So here we have. His sample was at least 49 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood.
So 0.04.
Prosecutors said the UK's legal limit for pilots is 20 milligrams per 100 milliliters.
0.02.
And I should know this.
Am I doing the math right? Is it 0.02 then blood alcohol content?
It would be. I would think that it would be like 0.02 because 0.08 is legal in Tennessee, right?
That's the driving. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I want to say, I want to.
0.02 is a good hangover.
A good hangover?
Yeah.
You have a hangover if you have a 0.02.
No, he's saying he's still that drunk in the morning.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Right? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you wake up with like a solid hangover, I believe your blood alcohol would be like 0.02. You know what I'm saying?
Christ, dude. No.
I don't know.
It shouldn't be.
I don't know.
I mean, drinking one beer is less than 0.08. So two
beers.
Yes,
but if you've slept for the night, you should wake up sober.
Oh no, no!
When you wake up hungover, I don't think you're completely sober. At least in my opinion. Well, that's
no. But you're waking up still drunk.
Yeah. It's I think I'm confusing less, two different things.
Less drunk.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so the 63-year-old pleaded guilty earlier this month to a charge of reporting for duty as a pilot while being impaired through alcohol. According to The Guardian, the Edinburgh sheriff said Russell had two previous DUI convictions in the U.S. That's kind of incredible that he can still fly if he's got that, you know? Now, granted, I don't know if there's like it's one of these things. I mean, dude's 63, so I don't know if it's like they happened like when he was younger and it was like, oh, expunged because enough time went by or whatever.
It's the fuck. I don't know.
It's an I don't know how this shit works. You know. FUI. Wait, what is an FUI?
Flying under the influence.
God. I thought you were talking about fucking under the influence. Oh,
wow.
There we go. Look at a high five. Ooh, yeah. No, anyway. So Lynn Berry, the local public prosecutor, said in a statement, quote, Lawrence Russell's conduct would have endangered many lives. The consequences could have been catastrophic. Question to Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading along?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was that proper use of a semicolon?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. She added, quote, he showed a reckless disregard for the safety of his passengers and crew. The pilot of a commercial aircraft holds the lives of hundreds in his hands. He would have put all of them at serious risk, end quote. Delta representative told Business Insider, quote, Delta was aware of this incident and removed the pilot from service while conducting a thorough investigation in coordination with Scottish authorities. So yeah, and then they went on to say in July, a United Airlines pilot showed up intoxicated for a transatlantic flight, was given a 6-month suspended sentence. So I don't know. Yeah, wow. Okay.
And he was at more than 6 times the legal
Whoa!
Alcohol limit.
Holy shit.
Damn.
That's wild. Anywho, so yeah, if your flight was a little bumpy, it might not be the turbulence, friends. So I'll just leave it at that.
Man.
That's pretty gnarly. Shoe is right.
So this took over my life for the past like week or so, and I can't stop like indulging in awful takes about it.
Yeah.
So there's this guy that went missing in Nashville on March the 8th, and he's still missing. So at this point, it's been 12 days. His name's Riley Strain. It's all over the news if you look at the news.
I just got like pop-ups that they were looking at a dam.
Yeah, they were looking at a dam today.
Yeah.
But he's 22. He's 6'6" and 165 pounds. So he's a bean pole, if you will.
Yeah, I was going to say a damn stick.
Yep. Yeah, he just turned sideways and...
That's it. He vanished because he turned sideways. Fuck.
Jeez.
So TikTok is in the weeds about this, okay?
Of course.
And...
I can't imagine.
Let me get back. Okay, so he was on a fraternity trip to Nashville from Missouri. He got kicked out of Luke Bryan's bar, which apparently most of the bars on fucking Broadway are named like Kid Rock's bar, Garth Brooks's bar, like, you know, so.
Yeah,
they're owned by the country singer.
But like, yeah, they just pay the singer to use their name. Yeah. Like, they're not even really. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know. I hadn't been to Nashville.
I've just learned so much.
Especially
this week.
Broadway.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that place.
So, yeah. So he was kicked out of Luke Bryan's bar. He stumbled around town for about 15 minutes, and there's like a few like CCTV footages of him and stuff. And then there's just no more footage, and his phone stopped updating its location. They found his debit card about 9 days after he went missing, I think. And that was by TikTok people who were like just out searching, like trying to find anything. Like they TikTok people found it.
This That's is wild. Don't fuck with cats all over again.
It really is.
Kinda, yeah.
And that was near where his phone had last pinged too. The bar says he was just served one drink and two waters, and he was, you know, escorted out the front door. And then the friend that was walking to the front door with him just turned around and went back inside. So, like, he just left alone. And then, like, there's so many bad theories, though.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
I am so glad, because you're gonna, because I made a bulleted list.
Oh, no, Allie's about to do the Charlie Day, like,
not Allie with documentation, what?
No. Almost all these are just so beyond stupid or far-fetched or just, like, no. And these are all things that I've seen multiple comments about. Like, these aren't one random person saying he got abducted by aliens. I did see that.
I was thinking that. Okay. That was not me.
We must get the tall, skinny one. So.
Somebody call Tom DeLong. We got to figure this out.
Look at this specimen.
Yes.
So here are some of the theories that I've seen.
No, I said to find the longest of boys. That's my best alien.
The longest of boys. Okay. So one was the smiley face killer / group. Like,
well, I don't know what that is.
Well, it was past fucking tense. Okay. A sort of vague serial killer theory in the Midwest between like the 90s and the 2010s.
Okay.
It's not even fucking still around. And like,
but somebody just read about it recently and they're like,
multiple people.
This is it.
Like, a ton of people are online. There's my, but no, it's shut up.
Have you guys ever thought it's the Zodiac killer? I'm kidding.
I'm gonna need you to quit doxing me out here, okay?
The smiley face killer is also like, it would just be like young men that drowned, usually like after leaving a bar and they were drunk, and then somewhere near where they were found there was a smiley face in graffiti somewhere, and it's like, okay. You might as well just say the graffiti killer.
It's one of those Space Jam reaches.
Like, it's just so, yeah, like, yeah.
I got you.
Plus, like, they've not found this guy yet. So, yeah, like.
So how do you even, like.
Yeah. So multiple people are like, oh, it's a serial killer because they found, like, two more bodies since he went missing. And I'm like, Nashville is a huge city. People die.
Yeah.
Like.
People are killed. People
you
die.
You guys never heard, like, of crime?
Yeah, like people overdose, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
There was a black car following him on the footage of him walking around, so they must have kidnapped him. Huge theories about that.
Sounds probable.
There was a girl that he was flirting with in that bar, and she either like lured him or set him up or whatever, or her boyfriend got mad and tracked him down and killed him.
I mean, so I'm just going to focus on the fact that they say he was served one drink and two waters.
Well, that was at the last bar that he was at.
Well, and not only that, but it's like, hey, this just in, a 22-year-old, I know when I was 22, I didn't pay for a lot of drinks because I probably rolled up with like fucking airplane bottles.
Well, yeah,
shit,
they,
you know?
I'm sure,
like,
they pre-gamed. I'm sure they went to other bars before this one.
It's like, this means nothing.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And there's all these people saying, oh, he fell in the water. He's in that river. He's in that river. There's like nowhere to fall in. Like anywhere that you could fall, then there's like a big embankment and it's like 20 more feet away to the water.
It's like a Chris Farley fall.
Yeah, like you couldn't. Yeah, you know, yeah, like you're just rolling forever. Like, yeah, there's no way.
You have to intentionally fall in the water.
Yeah, like somebody could have put him in the water, but he did not just fall from the main. No. Also, the homeless did it. Just
what?
The homeless.
Just the vague.
I bet
the
they
homeless.
Ate him too.
Yeah. So. Well, there's all these theories that pretty much any homeless person who was seen on any footage or who's even seen when people are down there like searching on TikTok live, they'll be like, why did that homeless guy get hostile with you for being around them? Like, he must know something. And I'm like,
it's because
all these TikTok idiots are creeping around where they're just trying to exist.
Jeez, like, dude.
There was also apparently a homeless man was seen wearing the really distinct shirt that this kid had on a few days after he went missing. So everybody's like, that guy knows something. No, he found
a
fucking shirt.
It was a fish shirt, wasn't it?
No, it was just this weird button down with like a weird pattern.
I gotcha.
And then also there's this theory about the trio of two men and a woman who are homeless who have some sort of reputation, I guess. I don't know. That no one had any explanation other than the trio must have something to do with it. And I'm like, who's that? What do you get? Everyone is just an echo chamber, okay?
Oh, my God.
So then all these people...
Wait, are you telling me that TikTok is not doing a good job of solving this crime?
What sucks is, like, the people that are actually, like, getting down there and searching and stuff aren't terrible sometimes, but the people in their comments...
Oh, my God.
...are insane.
So you're telling me social media is not, like, the best of places to, like, rely on?
And then, let's see. Oh, so anytime they show anything around any of the homeless camp that he was nearby when he was last seen, every single thing, you know how much debris there is in, like, a homeless camp?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every single thing that you can see, people are like, look at that. Like, there was a kitchen knife. People were acting like it was still sticking out of a body.
Have these people not like, ever
you've
been
got
to
call
a...
the police, tell them about that knife.
Dude, Larry, you hit the nail on the head,
don't.
They dude.
Not.
It's these like keyboard warriors that are just like fucking, they need to go out and touch grass and actually
go under a bridge sometime. I mean,
yeah.
Like pick a bridge. It doesn't even have to be
any bridge.
I mean, like, literally, it's just there. So
there was a woman's sun hat floating in the river, like, a couple, like, I don't know, maybe this Sunday or something on one that I was watching. So, like, more than a week after this guy's missing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, whose hat is that? Who fucking knows, dude? Nashville's
a huge city.
It's just
random trash.
Yeah.
It's just a hat floating. Like,
Who's a hat?
I mean, that's a whole thing. People go there and get cowboy hats for... the fucking culture, I don't know, the weekend, you know, come on.
A huge amount of people saying the cops are in on it. I'm like, in on it how? What do you think the cops did? So there was some body cam footage that came out of a cop that spoke to him. Like, he was walking down the sidewalk. The cop was investigating a car that had been broken into.
Yeah.
And he turned and they were like facing each other and he was like, how you doing? He's like, good. How are you? That's it. That's the whole thing. People are like, why didn't the cop help him?
Yeah, they're in.
Why didn't the cop help him?
He didn't need help.
He was just minding his own fucking business, man. Like, he's just there.
Let's see. Man. His frat is in on it. It must have been hazing. This guy was a senior.
Yeah, he was trying to hazing get into fucking skull and bones. That's what it is. Yeah.
It was a dare. What kind of dare? It was a prank. It was a prank that went wrong. So that's why his frat bros are all being quiet. What do you think they're going to say?
A prank that went wrong.
What kind of prank?
Yeah. I mean, it's like from what has been presented right now.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, like, I don't even know what.
No,
like,
there's not a whole lot to it.
Drunk dude. Yeah. Stumbles out into a big city.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Got turned around.
Yeah.
The bar is in on it. Why would the bar be in on
Wait,
it?
Wait, how long has this guy been missing?
12 days.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Also, all these people. The bartender, like, there was just one at this huge fucking bar on a Friday night. The bartender roughed him up and got him kicked out and then set him up to be given to the trio. What are you talking about? Yeah.
God, it's like a fucking, like, human... Not even human trafficking. It's just like, I don't even fucking know. What would you call
that's
it?
That's one that he's human trafficked or he's sex trafficked someone kidnapped him and sold all of his organs. Like, his organs are to multiple states by now. He fell and hit his head, so he has amnesia or a brain bleed. The bar overserved him and they wouldn't let his friends leave with him. What are you talking?
Why would the bar shut the fuck up? It's Nashville. Yeah. Like, if anything, the bar's like, dude, go. Like,
please, your whole party leave. Yeah. You're with the guy that we're kicking out. Go on then. Yeah.
On Broadway?
Yeah.
Come on. No, shut
That's up. Wild.
All these people are like, the bar should be closed because people get roofied there often. Okay. People get roofied everywhere.
At every
often.
Bar.
Like, it's a thing. Do you know how busy these bars are in Nashville on the weekends? Like, of course there are people getting roofied. I'm sorry you've
never... I do,
never
and that's why I don't go to
same,
them.
Same.
I'm tired of being a target of getting roofied.
Oh, I know, seriously.
Let's see. He went and bought drugs. He was selling drugs. Somebody lured him with a girl. For what? Then what?
But wouldn't you see, like, a girl at some point? Like,
well, that's... People were saying that he was, like...
Did.
going to where he was going to, like, he met a girl on Tinder and then what?
So
what
this is like,
why
one
would
of
he
these,
have gone down there?
Well, this is one of these situations that it's like, oh, well, so he was really smashed. And it's like, so he's really smashed and he was like able to like make it so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
And then like, people are like, he got into a fake Uber, which that's a thing. People that happens.
Fake Ubers?
Like when people pull up and be like, hey, I'm your Uber, and a drunk person will be like, oh yeah, okay. And they're not an Uber. Like you didn't even call an Uber, but maybe you're too drunk and you don't realize that.
God, new
what
is it called?
Fear.
New fear unlocked. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I personally think.
I run home.
I think he drank a lot. He possibly was roofied. He did something at the bar and he got kicked out, probably just like saying inappropriate shit or whatever. He tried to walk back to his hotel and he got turned around, and then I don't know, he might have gotten a car that said they were at Uber. He might have been jumped or mugged and either killed or like left to die.
Think he was I feel like Occam's razor.
Yep.
That it's like the most like simplistic thing, that it's like, I completely agree. Dude goes out in a big city.
Yeah.
Somebody recognizes him as being disoriented and drunk. They probably like stole his shit and like, I don't know, somebody killed him or something or whatever.
But
know?
I don't think there was a big setup.
It sucks. No, I don't
maybe
think
his body is his body might be in the river. Somebody might've killed him and then thrown him in or something. Yeah. But like, he probably just happened across some bad people and probably, in my opinion, not homeless people, because they are usually trying to just fucking exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ugh. It's a mess.
Wait, so you don't think the homeless people ate him?
I'm not ruling it out. There was blood on a rock, so everybody was like, tell the police.
There's this block of like the homeless stretch of Nashville, whatever that may be, and all the homeless people just had blood around their mouths because it was just a feeding
there's
frenzy.
Also a lot of people being like, someone should go undercover and like go live among the homeless in the tent city, and like,
you're joking.
No, multiple people are like, and then you know, see what kind of intel they could get. And
what
I'm like,
kind of fucking intel?
Shut the fuck up. You're gonna stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, because
Cowboy Dan. Do you know anything about that missing boy? No, I'm not brand new and didn't just move in here.
Why does your tent look so nice?
It's not.
That looks like a brand new REI tent.
It just rained.
Patagonia
it just rained.
Tent?
Yeah, is that a Patagonia? Do you have brand new hiking boots on?
No.
Do you have a brand new, I don't fucking know, poncho?
God.
We're like walking the line on like stereotyping homeless people.
No.
I mean, they just use what they just use what they find, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like these are things you might find somewhere.
I hope.
I don't fucking know.
I would love for it to turn out that this kid is alive and okay, and I don't know how that could be.
So, I have a short story to tell in regards to this.
Okay.
So, when I was in undergrad, let's see, I was probably about 20, probably like right at 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went downtown. We were all watching, me and I think three buddies were at my parents' house watching a UT ball game. It was like a big win. I don't even fucking remember who we were playing kind of thing. But we ended up winning and we were like, oh my God, we got to go down to the strip because like, holy fuck, it's going to be real, you know? So my dad was like, hey, look, I will pay for a fucking cab to take you there and back. Just nobody drive. Like, come on guys. And so we were like, fuck yeah, thanks, you know?
Yeah.
And so took a cab down. We went to, there was a bar called the Roaming Gnome.
Yep.
Do you remember that motherfucker?
That name.
Okay. So they had this thing called Animal Hour. It was like 3-for-1 drinks or something like that. It was fucking ridiculous. But that was not going on. I feel like I needed to mention that because that sets the standard for the bar that we were going
sure.
to. So we were all just fucking plastered. And then it got to be like, I think we headed out at like maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. It got to be like midnight. I am not a late night person. I have never been a fucking late night person. And so I start calling buddies and stuff, you know, because we got like kind of separated. But there was one buddy that we couldn't get a hold of. Mm-hmm. And we start calling him. And I'm like, dude, and I'm not going to use his name because sure. I, yeah, anyway. Because, yeah, this got fucking real. But anyway, so I was like, final call. Yo, dude, we've called the cab. If it's here before you are, your ass is down on campus and we're going home
yeah.
kind of thing. Sorry, you know. Because he wandered off. And honestly, I think everybody else stuck together. I don't know what the fuck happened. But anyway, so cab shows up. We all go back or whatever. They spend the night. The guys that came back with me, I was like, you know what? Hope he got somewhere safe, you know. I know, I'm a great friend. Anyway, but anyway, I am awakened the next morning by a call from a buddy that I was not with the previous night, but that knows the other dude. And he's like, other dude's mom, it has like been like, and speaks broken English. They were Indian. Mm. He's like, she's freaking the fuck out because he didn't come home tonight and she can't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
So I completely understand where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. But she's also like, he was like, I gave her your number. I'm giving you a heads up. She is going to be calling you.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm like fucking hungover. Actually, no, I'm not hungover. I'm still drunk.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Gotcha. Oh, no. Way past 0.02. Because I had a cab, man, so fuck it, whatever. Anyway, so she calls me and she's like, where's my son? Where's my son? Where's
oh,
my
God.
Son? And I'm like, first of all, I don't even know your name. Second of all, dude, I tried to get your son, his phone's off, blah, blah, blah. I get my dad to drive me down to campus. We are literally looking in ditches for my friend.
Yeah.
And like, it was the most real fucking thing. I was like, dude, I called surrounding hospitals mm-hmm. and shit to see if he was like admitted, you know. Finally come to find out, this ass fuck fucking like passed or got so trash, fell in a ditch, broke his arm.
What?
No. Doesn't go to the hospital, goes to a friend's house and passes out on the couch outside on their porch kind of thing. And his phone was dead. And so I was just like, I called him up like as soon as like his fucking, I was like, motherfucker, you never do this to me again.
Yeah.
Like seriously, like period. We are not friends if you fucking do this bullshit to me again. Like it was one of these things and it pissed me off because I was like, you know what, dude, I feel like you're making me responsible for your son who is the exact fucking same age as me, and I'm sorry that I'm a little bit more fucking responsible.
Yeah.
It was I don't know, and this has some super fucking similar feels to it, but I think
that also sucks because like apparently when he was leaving, he told his friends he was just going to walk back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And.
Which is weird. Like, do you think that I know they're all probably fucking trash.
Yeah.
But like he was coherent enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to make it back to the hotel. And they thought that was possible? Or do you think they were all just like fucking three sheets to the wind and it was like, oh, fuck it, whatever.
I mean, it was like a half mile straight shot to get back to the hotel. Like, he should have been able to.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird, but it's not that fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know?
But then so many people are like, oh, well, what terrible friends. It's like, what can they do? Like, he said, I'm going to go back to the hotel. Like,
no.
It's a grown ass adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, like I said, been in this situation. I was fucking a year younger, I guess, ish. And it's like, man, I ain't your fucking caretaker. This also, is this is this
you
is
should
what
see,
it does.
There's yeah. so many comments are like, they should check the river. Yeah, so they have.
Yeah.
Has anybody checked the jails or the hospitals? No, no one has. Call the cops and ask them to do that. No one's thought mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah, that's not the first thing that you
like. It's like the and it'll be like, have they tried to get his phone logs? No, no one's even thought about that actually. Yeah.
Have they tried to call him?
Like, yeah.
Like, honestly, has anybody tried to like?
Has anybody gone outside and just yelled his name loudly? Like, you know.
Riley,
that was something when people were searching like broad daylight. They were like, "You should be calling his name," and I'm like, "I don't."
What,
guys?
My heart goes out to this family because
no,
I know that like that. That's fucking gnarly.
No, it's terrible.
It's
I feel
terrible,
really bad for them, but I'm just
like, damn, dude.
But the commentary from just the public at large, I'm like, everyone's an idiot.
Yes.
Like,
were you looking for an argument?
No,
you have the TikTok investigative unit on the case, so I mean, it's expected. But hopefully, this gets resolved. I'm just going to be careful as to what I say about it. You know, I hope it gets resolved.
I expect that
they're going to find him, but he's not going to be alive.
Yeah, but I also don't think that they'll ever get an answer as to who did what to him.
No, I agree.
They may figure out what happened to him. Like, he may, you know.
Well, and I mean, dude, for all we know, he could have literally just, like, had so much to fucking drink that he got, like, fucking alcohol poisoning and, like, passed out and died.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could even be
That's not that fucking weird. And he got so disoriented that he, like, walked off in some fucking direction. They're going to find him in the woods somewhere or some shit. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, like, I don't think that there's nothing that points to, like, foul play at this point.
That's the thing, you know? Is people are like, why is there no crime scene tape anywhere? I'm like, where would there be? Why is the bar still open?
The entire fucking city of Nashville.
Like, there's not a crime
downtown
scene.
Downtown Nashville. How much tape do we need, boys?
All
you know?
Of Broadway, just...
And people
all
are like, they should shut all the bars down until this is fixed. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be insensitive.
Yeah.
People go missing all the time.
Yeah.
Like.
No, you're right.
It's
dude.
Terrible. But but to say, or to be like, Luke Bryan's bar should get shut down. They served him one drink it was. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
They served
That's wild.
Okay.
One Everclear in the water.
In a fishbowl.
They served him one bottle of Everclear. Like, seriously, is that too much?
God, are you not from the South?
Asked if he wanted a straw. Like, come on, guys. Was going to limit how fast he could drink
it. Gave him a lime.
They gave him a lime.
Guys.
I shot physics. Everclear one time.
Yes.
No.
Plenty of times.
It hurts.
Of course it does.
It sucks.
It burns. Anyway.
I've used it to cauterize a wound before.
Nope. Maybe cauterize.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know what cauterize.
Oh, not cauterize. Sanitize. My bad. Wrong word.
No. Well, cauterize isn't a word. Was the picking part.
Yeah, yeah.
Cauterize.
Okay. Cauterize.
There you go.
Hey,
but yeah, like sanitize that. or sterilize. Sterilize. That's the word. Them's the words.
Them's
friend.
The right term. Anyway, speaking of Tennessee, there was some drama.
Ooh.
At Buc-ee's in Sevierville.
Yeah. Don't you do Buc-ee's. Wrong.
Hey, man, look, all a guy tried to do is just bring his emotional support animal in, and there was a big fuss because it wasn't a beaver, okay?
That's what it was.
That's the issue, man. It's animal hate, man, bro.
Man banned for life from all Buc-ee's locations after bringing a service duck inside the world's largest store.
The world's largest store? Really?
I'm assuming they're just like saying Buc-ee's is the
I think the biggest Buc-ee's.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. A trip to the world's largest Buc-ee's earlier this year ended with a service duck named Wrinkles and his owner getting banned for life from all locations. The viral video, which was posted on the Wrinkled's seductive social media account.
Duck being spelled D-U-C-K. Seductive.
The account showed Justin Wood and his duck strolling around the Sevierville location. In the video, an employee quickly walks up to the pair and tells them that pets are not allowed inside the store. Wood explains that Wrinkles is his service animal and shows the worker three forms of service animal certification, which means nothing.
Nope.
Really?
Can't you literally print those off?
The employee allows them to stay in the store where they are filmed interacting with other customers and looking at merchandise. Minutes later, another employee walks up to Wrinkles in Wood and tells them the animal cannot be in the store. Quote, "We're just shopping and experiencing the world's largest Buc-ee's," Wood told the employee. Another quote, "You're more than welcome to stay here, but the animal cannot," the worker said. "There are no pets in here. Your animal, even if it's a considered a service animal, you have to be able to contain it, and it cannot fly out. The animal just can't be in here." The employees explained that the service animal must be restrained or leashed, and said that she was going to call the police after Woods mimed putting him on a leash.
So it wasn't on a leash.
Apparently not, and there was just
it was on like some kind of harness kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking.
I mean, yeah, so you can't fucking walk into a store with a fucking loose ass duck.
Could you imagine if this or with a duck at all?
Loose duck.
Loose duck. Loose duck.
Could you imagine if this was a Canadian goose? You know?
I fucking hate geese. I got mean mugged today on a bike ride, and I'm like, you're standing in the fucking middle of the road.
You are the offender. Did you get mean mugged by pigeons or some shit?
No, I got mean mugged by birds in my backyard shit at me. And then I looked at another one, and it turned around and shit at me also. I'm telling you, I just don't think animals like me.
At the end of the video, a police officer stops Woods as he's leaving and gives him a citation warning, warning him against trespassing on any Buc-ee's property. But they're requesting you be banned from the store, the officer told Woods. If you are caught on property and everything, you'll be charged with trespassing. Okay, that sentence is weird to me. I'm sorry. It may just be me, but so Buc-ee's has a policy which they're using for this, which is health code prohibits live animals, including dogs, where food could potentially be contaminated. There are exceptions, however, for service animals, animals that work with police officers, for people with disabilities, specially trained animals play an absolutely vital role that make it possible for those with disabilities to work, travel, stay safe, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so apparently this guy was just not handling his service duck. It was not properly kept, and by the wording in this article, it was just flying around the store.
Well, no, it was it could fly around the store, but this is the issue. I guarantee you, if this dude had a fucking harness on it with a leash, I bet they wouldn't have fucking said anything.
Probably not,
because literally the way that their policy reads, man, is it's basically if it's a service animal and it's like on a leash and shit, then everything's cool. Which I'm glad that they're
where he stopped, it keeps going. It says, by falsely claiming that your pet is a service animal, you're poisoning attitudes toward true service animals. Like, basically, like, don't be a dick.
All these fuckwads are like being like, oh, it's my service peacock.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's, dude, my service gator. You heard about that? The guy that.
Well, yeah. But this is the thing with society. Like, you give society an inch and they fucking take a mile.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it's frustrating because, like, I know that service animals, like obviously have a place in fucking it in this world and the truly trained ones kind of thing. Yeah. It's like it's going to stay directly beside the owner. It's not going to like be like sniffing around and like doing a bunch of shit because it's trained to fucking be with the owner, you know? And like it be their eyes, ears, fucking whatever that, you know, or their rock, you know, to keep them stable or whatever. I think
we should clarify that there is also a difference between a service animal and an emotional support animal.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are two completely different things.
Emotional support. One, the human relies on. One is bullshit and the other is not. Yeah. How about that? Emotional support animals, I'm sorry. I will die on this fucking hill.
Yeah.
Get fucked, man. Like, honestly, get a fucking stuffed animal that you can hug and call it your
This is my emotionally support dildo.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, it's that stuff is such trash. I mean,
man, nobody clip that and take it out of context.
Oh, whatever. But hey, man, we're already getting kicked off YouTube. Not a big deal. but no, I mean, we covered a boatload of these stories of like people trying to bring like super stupid animals on fucking flights and shit, and it's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like,
well, I've said a bunch of times. I mean, it's like a thing, like a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah,
everybody just quit following rules about not bringing their dogs places during COVID.
Yeah.
And like places just quit enforcing it. And I get it. It's different if you're like at a brewery or something, but like you don't need to bring your poodle to Kroger in the shopping cart. For what? Why is your poodle here?
Dude, so when I worked at Casual Pint, I cannot fucking tell you how many times a person would not only bring their dog in, but sit it in a chair.
Yes.
And I'm like, your dog's poopy asshole is on the chair that other humans are going to sit on.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fucking clean it because it's your fucking dog. This is why I don't have a fucking dog. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I just like, and then like, dude, I went out on the porch one time. Somebody had let their dog shit on the fucking patio and didn't clean it up.
Yep.
It's people like that ruin it for all the other people that actually try to control their like dogs and like don't, they're not fucking assholes. Yeah. It's like, I'm 100%. Sorry, but it's like, it has to be a blanket statement that it's like, all dog, and yeah. I don't view it this way, but you have to be like, oh, all dog owners, fuck off. Don't bring your dog here because this one asshole decided to let their dog.
Otherwise, just do you're discriminating and you're
exactly,
like, you know, so yeah. Unfortunately, as it goes, it only takes one person to fuck it up for everyone else. So
absolutely, man. Yeah, that sucks, man. I mean, like,
anyway,
honestly,
so yeah, kicked out of Bucky. So
I follow that duck on TikTok. He's a very good duck, honestly.
Really?
But
oh my god, they need to start like a fucking.
It's gonna be a petition.
No, well, a competitive chain. It needs to be called Duckies.
Duckies. Yes. Yes.
Fucking Duckies.
Ducky Nuggies. I'll buy those.
Oh man!
Oh my god, I love Bucky Nuggies. So,
oh, anyway, god.
Let's see here. Where are we gonna go from here, y'all? We got probably like one more story. I'm assuming we're gonna kick to Untethered.
Sure.
At some point.
Tilly sent me this, and he was like, "This feels like it needs to be on the podcast." I'm like, "It does."
I'm right.
There's a library that is accepting cat pictures to pay off your late fees.
Yeah. Oh, what?
A lot of libraries just got rid of late fees, which rules anyway. But this is like, you can just draw a cat. You can bring them cat pictures that aren't even your cats. Like, just
that's fun.
Any cat pictures will get rid of your late fees.
Yeah.
This is awesome. In Worcester. What fucking state are we in, dog?
Oof. I'm trying to help you. Struggling.
Good. Damn it.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Anyway, watch me line dance while they figure this out.
I'm gonna guess it's Massachusetts.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really good guess.
Because I think there's
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yep, city in Massachusetts. Yep. Found it.
Okay. During March, the library will be taking its love of cat pictures beyond the internet and are asking patrons to join in the fun with March Meowness. Visitors will have the chance to have fees for lost or damaged items on their account forgiven in exchange for showing staff a picture of a cat. We know there are kids who never got that book back from their desks in March of 2020, thinking they would be back in a week or two, said the executive director, Jason Homer. We don't want that to be a barrier. The offer is not limited to children or even cat owners. The picture in question can be of any cat, photographed or hand-drawn. Homer makes no secret of the library's staff's love of cats. We hate to be a stereotype, but most librarians at the Worcester Public Library are cat people. Their feline appreciation goes beyond internet memes. Last year, the Worcester... Are we saying...
Worcester.
I would just think it was Worcester, yeah. Because it's like Worcestershire.
I don't know.
So that's not... If you just take the shire off of that, then that's not at all what you're saying.
Worcester? Say the sauce again. Okay, Worcestershire. But it, you have to do change the... Now?
Just take the shire off the sauce.
Okay, Worcester.
So that's not what you were saying for the city.
What was I saying?
You said Worcester for the city.
Worcester?
I think it's Worcester. Know. I think it's Worcester.
It's Worcester.
Worcester?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, how about this?
Interesting. New England, get a fucking grip, dude. Come on.
Why don't you guys spell shit phonetically so us simpletons can fucking like pronounce it?
So, last year, the Worcester... I hate that. I hate that even more now that I looked it up.
Yeah.
The Animal Rescue League brought several...
Say it again.
Worcester? Yeah. Hang on. Oh, that was us. Worcester. Yeah, Worcester.
I don't like that.
I hate that. Okay.
There's too many fucking letters.
I know.
Anyway.
They brought several...
I mean, that's me just reading anything.
Yes.
You know?
They brought several shelter therapy cats in for a staff health mental break. Almost all were adopted due to that visit.
Nice.
Aww.
That's awesome, dude.
Wasn't there a animal hospital or animal shelter here locally that recently just waived all adoption fees because they're over capacity?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Okay, real quick, in my defense, in regards to the Worcestershire versus Worcester, okay, it's almost like incredulity versus incredulous.
Yeah, but you were saying, you say it just like the sauce, and then you weren't saying it like the sauce. I see.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, dude. I love this.
This
is fucking awesome.
It even says it doesn't necessarily have to be a cat. There's really no barriers. If your dog likes to hang out and he's sometimes a little moody, bring a picture of your dog. Maybe he's a cat on the inside. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, it's the fucking little things.
Yeah,
and people need to focus on this shit.
Yeah.
It's not get off fucking... TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all this shit.
I'm feeling attacked.
No. I'm just saying, like, go experience your fucking public library and like keep a book out too long and draw a cat. You know what I'm saying? It's like fucking A, man. Just like live your life, man. Like, I'm just saying, live your life. Stop being too digitized. I don't know.
Yep.
That's all I got. But dude, yes, I love this.
Yeah.
I think this is a great, I hope more libraries embrace this.
Yeah, so. It's good. A ton of libraries have waived their late fees and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good.
That's cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to push the rest. We're going to end a little bit early for the normal episode, but don't worry. We've got a lot of shit to cover in Untethered. So
yep.
maybe we can just entice you to either stick around if you want to play around live, or be sure to check out the Untethered the following Wednesday after this full episode. Let's see here. You can check out all of our social media stuff, tetherradio.substack.com. You can sign up for the newsletter that Allie puts together every week. She does a phenomenal fucking job on it. It is a really fun, lighthearted way to start your week. And I don't know about you guys, but Mondays fucking blow. So, it's always nice to bring some
kind of
levity.
Wake up to some critters.
Yeah, it's always fun to like bring some levity to a damn Monday. And it will come to you if you go to that URL, tetherradio.substack.com, and put in your email address. It will come to you every Monday.
That I don't even sell to that many places.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't. Huh.
What? No, like honestly, that's the worst part. Like once we get that bid up to about like $1, $1.50 an email address, that's when we're gonna offload.
I mean, we're waiting. There's a bidding war between the Russians and the North Koreans right now. So
yeah. Well, no, but the only reason that
kidding, by the way, don't fucking YouTube. I know you watch our fucking videos. Apparently, 5 years later.
5 years later, yeah,
yeah.
But no, like the thing is we're waiting until it gets to the price of a small street taco, so that we can have free Taco Tuesday for
one time, just
for,
one time,
for just for, one time. For the one podcast, time. Yep. One time. And by the for the podcast, I mean like one taco each. So come on, let's not get greedy, guys.
If you're feeling generous, just go to tinyurl.com/tetherradio.
Nope. And tether merch. Tether merch.
Tether merch. No, tiny URL, like for Linktree. Oh, no, sorry. Tether merch. Yes. Linktree is linktree.com/tetherradio.
It's not that easy.
And check out the links there and fucking buy shit.
Yeah, because honestly, if you buy stuff, guess what? We get a small portion of the money, and the rest of it, we just want people to see what we're doing. That's it.
My aunt's in Florida right now, and she sent me a picture. She was like, I'm representing in Florida. She's wearing our hat.
Yeah. Oh, nice, dude. Nice. Oh, and I want to give a real quick shout out to Brandon again. Brandon, you know who you are. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you still spreading the word about the Tether Radio podcast.
Yeah.
So with that, do we need to mention anything else before we...
No, I mean, just make sure to share us on any platform that you are a part of. I can send it out with your next nude pic. I don't care. Just share it.
Right? Just be like, dude, here's my dick and here's a good podcast to listen to. That's
exactly
it. Like, so, honestly, if you haven't done it, it's very easy. I've sent it to many of my friends.
Yeah, oh, I received it, and the file for the URL was bigger than the picture. So,
well, you know, honestly, I'm a grower, not a shower. So, anyway, so we are once again thanking you all for hanging out with us for right around an hour and a half for episode 294. Holy shit. 294 episodes, man. Got a big backlog. You can check out 292 of them because one of them's gotten pulled. Anyway, so
from YouTube,
that was
not from Spotify.
It's not.
Yeah, that was a special. Yeah,
yeah. I know. Come on, guys. Let me have a little fun. but anyway, so thank you guys so much for hanging out for right around an hour and a half. We hope you guys enjoyed it, and be sure to check out the full episode. I'm sorry if you haven't. You're listening to it. Holy shit. Be sure to check out The Untethered on Wednesday. I'm falling apart already, so I'm definitely going to be ready for Untethered.
Oh, yeah. It's going
to
be a good one.
Yeah, right. And we got a lot of stuff to cover. No shit. So, and we also have Allie is putting together a fucking humdinger of an episode for 300.
Yep.
probably at least going to be a multi-parter, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Right? I don't know how long, but it'll be more than an episode, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I am beyond fucking excited.
It's going to be good.
We're not going to, I think we talked about it a little bit, but I don't want to drop a lot.
If you tuned in live, you probably heard about it.
Okay. But, like, it is, it's one of these things that everybody has heard about, but nobody really knows that much about it.
Yeah.
Me included. And that's why I'm absolutely fucking stoked to, like, I can't wait to hear it. So, yeah, that's going to be episode 300. We've got book club coming up. What date was that? I'm sorry.
April 10th.
April 10th.
Yep.
Okay. We got April 10th for book club. We are doing, oh my God, McNamara. What's her first name?
Michelle
McNamara. And it's, oh, Into the Dark. Something into no. Something about dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Son of a bitch. Anyway, I only see the title of the book once, and then I'm reading the book. So.
No, I know. I do that sometimes, and someone will be like, "What are you reading?" I'm like, "I don't know. Hold on, let me look."
Yeah. But so at first, I wasn't super on board.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm digging it, man. Yeah. Like, and it took me about 10% getting into it,
yeah,
kind of thing. But, like,
the title comes from a quote of something he said that was, "You'll be silent forever and I'll be gone in the dark."
Ugh!
So creepy. Oh,
don't like that.
Making my skin crawl.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's April 10th. So if you want to, join us to talk about that book, if you want to read some of it, if you want to read none of it, it doesn't matter. Like, honestly, we love to just hang out and, just talk about books, man, 'cause it's just fun. So, that is April 10th. We will probably try to kick that off right around 7:30 Eastern. So,
yep.
Be there or be square. I bid you adieu, fair listeners. Thank you again for checking us out. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And we hope you guys had a fan-fucking-tastic time tonight, or whenever you're listening to this. Be sure to check out The Untethered on Wednesday. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye. Please clap.